Will patience pay off for the Atlanta Falcons in their defensive coordinator search? And with the Falcons headed to Las Vegas to coach in the Shrine Bowl, will they be more inclined to target those guys in their upcoming draft class? Or will they be looking again at the Senior Bowl prospects? I'll be talking about that with my guest, Jarvis Davis of Locked On Sports Atlanta, on today's Locked On Falcons.
You are Locked On Falcons, your daily Atlanta Falcons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, guys, you know me. I'm Aaron Freeman, a.k.a. Mr. Drew, a.k.a. Sirius Black, and, of course, the most humble host of this illustrious Locked On Falcons podcast, part of the Locked On Sports Atlanta podcast family, your team every day. And today's episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs, who are helping you find the candidates that you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. And, guys, course, we thank you for making Locked On Falcons your first listen each and every day. Of course, it's free and available Monday through Friday on a variety of podcast platforms, including on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On Falcons on YouTube, and you will get the video version of the podcast the night before the audio drops. And make sure you check us out as part of Locked On Sports Atlanta on your Roku and Amazon Fire TV. Just download the Locked On Sports Atlanta app. You'll get Locked On Falcons. You'll get ATL Day Ones on your Roku and Amazon Fire TV. So, guys, I am here once again, joined by Jarvis Davis, to wrap up a pretty quiet week in Falcons football. I thought we'd get maybe a little bit more news this week about a certain defensive coordinator search. Maybe we'll get some news over the weekend with that front. But, Jarvis, what are your thoughts on the ongoing search for the Falcons defensive coordinator?
It seems like it's taking too long, right? And I was just, and Tanisha and I was just talking about this on ATL Day Ones about how it seems like teams are like really taking their time to do their homework and doing their due diligence, talking to different people, bringing in guys for second interviews. Because in the past, seemingly, it was just like, okay, who's the next hot shot guy? Oh, yeah, we talked to him. Oh, yeah, we go ahead and get the Rooney Rule out the way. We'll talk to the assistant special teams coordinator bad guy, you know, to go ahead and check the box on that. And then we'll just go ahead and hire our guy who we wanted in the first place. But it doesn't seem like that's going on right now. So, and I think Falcons fall right into that category as well. They're doing their due diligence. They talked to Brian Flores, Vic Fangio. There were some reports they may talk to Steve Wilks. And now that Frank Reich is the head coach of been named the head coach, according to Joe Person, of the Athletic, he's been named the head coach at the Carolina Panthers. That may be another opportunity for the Falcons to make, hey, take a look at another guy. And I think that I look at it like this. I really feel like the Falcons are going to get a good guy with some experience, a guy we've heard of, and just really just be able to take this defense to the next level, because that's what they're ultimately looking for. And I think they'll be able to do that with whoever they hire.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day as well. Like, the fact that, you know, it's January, whatever it is, 26 as we're recording this, and probably 27 when many people are listening, and basically Frank Reich is like the first hire. Like, usually it's like, usually by the time we get to like January 10th January 15th, there's like multiple hires here. And yeah, I'm just kind of wondering what change in the NFL that's causing everybody to kind of take their time on this. And part of me just kind of, you know, me being the cynical bastard that I am, part of me is like, is this part of like the NFL being like, everybody needs to like slow their roll with these hires because of like, we have an active lawsuit that a certain Steve Wilks and Brian Flores are part of, you know? And so like, is the NFL basically like, make sure everyone crosses all their T's and dots all their I's before they make a hire, rather than doing what we have traditionally seen in the NFL, where you just kind of get a couple of quick interviews, token interviews out of the way, and then you immediately pounce on your guy. So I'll be curious, you know, if this weekend we'll get some more movement now that a couple of dominoes have fallen. Bill O'Brien to the Patriots, one of many offensive coordinator jobs open, Frank Reich to the Panthers, one of a handful of head coaching jobs open, and all of a sudden this weekend and over the next week we'll see a couple of movement, and that may include the Falcons. But you know, they're headed to the Shrine Bowl in Vegas. And kind of we all kind of thought that that would be kind of a soft or maybe even hard deadline on the Falcons getting that defensive coordinator under control. But then you sit there and you go, like, you know, Arthur Smith and them aren't really going to be coaching there. They're just kind of going to be there. They're letting
supervisors.
I guess. So yeah, it does make it does kind of change their timeline a little bit. But we'll talk a little bit more about what the Falcons can do at the Shrine Bowl coming up here with Jarvis Davis and what our expectations are for that as we continue today's Locked On Falcons. But if you're a small business owner or hiring manager and you're looking to hire not a defensive coordinator, but helpful team members to help your small business, you know that success in 2023 depends on hiring those right people that you can surround yourself with. And that's why you got to check out LinkedIn Jobs, where you can quickly attract and hire a qualified candidate by matching people with the skills, the values, the experiences that are going to help you achieve your goals. And maybe your goals are, making the playoffs if you're a football team, or, helping your small business, right? And the way that you can do that is going to LinkedIn, and you can create a free job post in minutes and put it in front of over 800 million members on their network to find the right qualified candidate. With LinkedIn Jobs, it's easy to screen and rate applicants based off their job qualifications all on one platform. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn is going to help you find the qualified candidates that you want to talk to faster. So post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. So here with Jarvis Davis of ATL Day Ones, and of course, we always thank you guys for making Locked On Falcons your first listen. And for your second listen, if you're not checking out Locked On Sports Atlanta, where you can hear Jarvis Davis and Tanitra Batiste every day on ATL Day Ones, and you can hear John Chuckery on Hitting Hard, why not check out Locked On NFL if you're looking for daily conversations about the biggest stories in the NFL? So make sure you subscribe to Locked On NFL, Locked On Sports Atlanta, and of course, Locked On Falcons on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. So Jarvis, we know that the Falcons are headed to Las Vegas to check out some Shrine Bowl guys. I've been fascinated by the ongoing duel between the rivalry between the Shrine Bowl and the Senior Bowl. And I'm looking forward to where that is going to be in a couple of years, may be a situation where, like, Jarvis and I are going to be heading to the Senior Bowl next week. It'll be my first trip to the Senior Bowl, but we may be headed to a place where you're like, one of us has to go to the Shrine Bowl and one of us has to go to the Senior Bowl because they're sort of put on rivalries and we got to choose a side. And, maybe Jarvis and I will have to get in a knife fight to figure out, which one we're going.
No, you going up here now. You going.
but this is a unique opportunity for the Falcons, being able to, get not just sort of watching these players from afar, but, actually getting these guys in a room and seeing how they tick. I'm curious, what are your thoughts on this opportunity for the Falcons? What are some of the benefits that they may be able to get a boost this offseason by getting that firsthand knowledge from some of these guys in Vegas?
I think one of the things that when you take a look at these bowl games, right? Like, you get a chance to see those guys in normal situations, because let's face it, like at the combine, 7 or 8 minutes or whatever time's allotted for those interviews, those guys are going to be on point. Like, they've been trained. They got people on their payroll that they're paying. That's making sure they're answering the questions the right way, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, their body language, everything. Because a lot of people probably don't understand is, like, this process is, like, so detailed. When I tell you it's detailed, like, it's very hard to kind of put into words, because these guys are doing their homework. And I think that when you get in these spaces where they're actually coaching the teams, it just gives them a different point of view from the player, right? You get to know the player a little bit more, like really get to know them, because, like you said, they're prepared. They have those prepared interviews. They prepare for that 40-yard dash. They prepare for the broad jump. That's something they've been preparing for the past, 3 or 4 months, or sometimes even years, because, you do those same drills and everything while you're in college as well, if you're at the right university. So I think them getting the chance to know those players on a different level, that's going to help them be able to evaluate him a little bit better. Because, like, just take the Senior Bowl, for example. They weren't even coaching the team, and they drafted 10 players in the last 2 years since they've been there, 5 in each draft. So, last year, they fell in love with Mr. Desmond Ridder. Now, we'll see whether or not that love is going to last. It's going to be a long-lasting marriage here in Atlanta. But they were able to figure out, and I even asked Terry Fontenot about this in the end of the year press conference. I was just like, what's the benefit of this? And he said that, like, you really get to know the guy. And he used Desmond Ridder as an example. He said he was the same way every interaction that they had with him, whether it being after practice or during practice or before practice or in those interviews, when they sitting up in the hotel room or whatever, when they say, hey, be here at this certain time, he was there. He was just consistent. He was the same guy each and every time. And they like that consistency. And when you think about the quarterback position, that's what you're looking for, consistency, right? So I think that with them being down there, actually being on the staff, and I wouldn't be too surprised if they end up drafting a guy, or whether it be undrafted, you know, because we know the big boy is going down to the Senior Bowl. But I think that when you come to the Shrine Bowl, they might be able to pluck a couple guys there that might be able to contribute in 2023.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk a little bit about some of the guys maybe going to the Senior Bowl. But I feel like this year is the first year in a while where there's a couple of guys over at the Shrine Bowl that I'm like, oh, I'm surprised they went to the Shrine Bowl instead of going to the Senior Bowl. So that'll be interesting. You're right. The Falcons have drafted 10 guys from the Senior Bowl. They've drafted 11 seniors over the last 2 years. 10 of those guys were Senior Bowls. The one exception that didn't go to the Senior Bowl was Avery Williams, I believe, who was invited to the Shrine Game and would have been in the Shrine Game, but it got canceled due to COVID, I think, that year. Mm-hmm. So it is very clear that they value these all-star games. So I do think, you know, obviously Jarvis and I won't be there, but we will certainly be paying a lot of attention to some of the guys that may stand out in Vegas over the next week. You know, because I think there's a couple of names I've already sort of circled them. Like I like that guy, Connor Galvin, the Baylor offensive tackle. I feel like that's a good day two offensive tackle selection for the Falcons if they're looking for a really quality, you know, developmental swing tackle and whatnot. But that being said, let's sort of wrap things up here, Jarvis, and let's talk a little bit about what you and I are going to be looking at, you know, over the next couple of days when we're headed to Mobile to check out some of these guys. And we'll get into all of that as we continue today's Locked on Falcons. But the playoffs are here, and we're excited to tell you guys about our new sports betting partner at Locked On, because they're the number one sports book in America. That's FanDuel. Now the number one podcast network and the number one sports network or sports book are coming together. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features. It's going to make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers, if you join today, you can get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. All you got to do is head on over to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. And if you want to make your first $5 bet on some of this weekend's actions, where the Eagles are 2.5-point favorites. The Chiefs are back to being favored over the Bengals after that line has kind of fluctuated. They're 1-point favorites over the Bengals, seemingly because people are a lot more optimistic about Patrick Mahomes. But, you know, it's in Burrowhead, as you guys have heard. That's what they're calling Arrowhead Stadium now. So, you know, go check it out at FanDuel. Use the app. It's safe. It's secure. It's super easy to use. So don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. So, guys, wrapping up here with Jarvis Davis of the ATL Day Ones podcast. And he and I are going to be down at Senior Bowl. And, you know, Jarvis, I'm curious, sort of, what are the things or who are the people that you plan to be focusing on over those 3 days of practice starting on Tuesday next week in Mobile?
Man, the first dude that when I found out he was going to be there, I was just like, yeah, man, I got to figure out a way to talk to this cat. That's Texas Tech Tyree Wilson. When you're talking about, you know, the guy being long and lengthy and being a projected top 15 pick in the first round, of course, I want to definitely get my eyes on that dude, because it kind of puts me in the mind of, not necessarily from a style of play, but just from a situation, right? You know, if you are going to be a first round pick, you know, like Jermaine Johnson, like from Florida State out last year, I literally fell in love with the dude. Like, I feel very comfortable saying that, right? But, you know, just from getting an eye on him, right, and seeing how he practices and just kind of knowing, like, when that 101 drills goes down, that's where you're going to make your money. And Jermaine Johnson took that thing seriously. So that's some of the things I'm going to be looking for from Mr. Wilson. You know what I mean? So I think he's the guy to keep an eye on. Obviously, the guy to Auburn, Derek Hill. And you notice a trend here? Like, I'm talking about dudes that can rush the passer, man. Like, that's where I am with this thing, Aaron. And you know what? I got to bring this up since we're talking about this stuff. Now, you don't be starting no trending topics of Bijan Robinson on Twitter, man. I saw him trending the other day, and I was like, look, man, don't you start that stuff. Like, we going down the Senior Bowl, and we're looking at number defensive linemen. If you even look at that running back doggone group, you know what I mean? Like, I might have to doggone – do you like your mama used to do when you say, man, stop looking at them got doggone candy. You ain't getting no candy in this though. Stay away, man. Stay away.
Okay. I'll see if I can stay on your good side. But, you know, my eyes might be looking, oh, what's going on?
Who the wide receiver? No, stop.
Yeah. I figured, Jarvis, you'd be focusing on those trench guys. I know for me, you have a guy like Wilson. But like when I look at the group of guys going down, I really like the offensive linemen, the crop of offensive linemen that they have going down to Mobile this year. It feels like they got a lot more guys there that you're looking at. Like there's a couple of guys that I think could be first round guys going down there. And we know with the one-on-ones, they tend to favor the defensive guys. So I think that will be a good sort of way to sort of evaluate some of these guys, because if we come out looking a lot more impressed of these offensive linemen, given the circumstances where it tends to favor the defense. And similar when you're looking at the one-on-ones with the wide receivers and the cornerbacks, those the wide receivers more. And so that, you know, I remember going, you know, I didn't go there, but like 10 years ago when Desmond Trufant was the Falcons' first round pick. And a lot of what the Falcons fell in love with was like he held his own in those one-on-ones at the Senior Bowl. Same thing with Robert Alford.
My favorite wide receiver. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you'll be focused on the defensive linemen. I'll be looking at a couple of these offensive linemen to see how they hold up. But I think the trenches is always going to be where your eyes automatically go.
Yes.
You know,
glued. I'm glued. Yeah.
I don't think we have the quarterback crop that we have seen a couple years, previous years where you had, what, like Baker Mayfield and last year with like pretty much all the top quarterbacks going down last year. I know it wasn't as great a crop overall, but like, you know, I think there's talk that maybe Will Levis might go down there, but I think that has not been the case, or he is bowed out of that due to whatever his injury is. So I think there's going to be a lot of good players, but I'm sure Jarvis and I will be talking quite a bit about them trench players down in Mobile. Is there any other, you know, any tips that you can give me, Jarvis, since this is going to be my first time down there?
Well, full disclosure, like, so my first year going down there was in 21. So that was right smack dab in the middle of COVID, right? So that was like, so nobody was really going out like that. Nobody was interacting for real. Like, you were just out there at the practices. No coaches were moving around like that, but in 2022. So it's a nice vibe, man, because like you got all the media coming together, and then certain spots, a little cigar bar that local media partake in, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully we'll take in that. And there's a couple of nice little seafood restaurants, you know, being down right there on the Gulf. So, you know, hey, yeah, man, we're gonna have a good time, and then we're gonna check out some cats, man, and put out a lot of good content and have some fun at the same time. So there we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's all I can say on air. Yeah.
I look forward to it.
When will you be coming in, by the way?
Probably Sunday.
Okay. Cool. Also, you're going to be there early, man.
Yeah. You know, get the lay of the land. Right?
You're playing around, man. Like, you got Mike got the lay of the land before weekend, I get man. There.
I got nothing else to do this weekend, man. So I'm just like, let me get down there as early as possible.
Hey man, I'm all in, man. But yeah, man, we definitely got to catch up for sure. We'll be you guys got to make sure y'all be on the lookout. We putting out a lot of good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, another guy
will be down there.
Yes, yes, we will be deep. Excuse me, I can't talk right now. There's another young man that I have my own as well. Kid out of Florida A&M, Isaiah Land. Dude is, he's a screamer off the edge. And yeah, so like, I don't want him to do too well. Like maybe the Falcons can be like, hey man, like we went to HBCU, we in Atlanta, like it's all love up here. Like, you know, we love everybody. Like you can come play some ball, you know, you can come kick it with Jarvis, he can give you the lay of the land, like, you know what I'm saying? You can be inside source, like, come on, man, let's do it. Yeah, okay. We're going to have a good time, man. It's going to be good times down there, man. But, yeah, one-on-ones is going down. Can't wait.
All right, looking forward to it. So, obviously, you guys will see plenty of myself, probably plenty of Jarvis here on Locked On Falcons. We'll see who else, you know, I bump into that I can convince to get on a podcast with me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so it's fun. I don't know because I have no expectations. I have no idea what type of content I'm going to have next week. So
yeah, you're just like me, literally 2 years ago. Like
I'll figure it out.
Exact same way. I was like, I'm going. I'm gonna be here. Like if I don't meet nobody, cool. I'm watching football. You know what I'm saying? So hey, we're gonna figure it out, man.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. We'll have some great content for you guys later in the week. I think the plan here on Locked On Falcons is. Probably Monday we'll do a Q&A since, you know, I'm going to be traveling over the weekend. So I got nothing other in terms of content. We'll see if the Falcons make a DC hire that will lead to.
Domino's starting to fall, man.
So I guess. If you guys want to submit questions for that upcoming Q&A, you can do so at LockedOnFalcons@mail.com. Of course, via Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Falcons. Leave a comment here on the Locked On Falcons YouTube channel. And of course, you can hit up the Discord, the Locked On Falcons Discord, link in the description below. But we'll leave it out here, Jarvis, for you to plug, you know, what you got going on over at ATL Day Ones with Tanitra. What, you know, what else you got going for Locked On Sports Atlanta?
Well, we'll be definitely talking about, you know, the Hawks are coming over the weekend, and we'll definitely be like you said, we're gonna be down there at the Senior Bowl, so it's going down there, and then we're gonna keep an eye watch on who the Falcons will hire the defense coordinator. So ATL Day Ones with Jarvis and Tanitra, myself, and Hitting Hard with John Chuckery. Y'all come down each and every day, Monday through Friday. We're here just for you.
Yeah, check them out. YouTube, Odyssey, yeah. Apple, Google, Spotify.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, check it out. All right.
ATLDayOnes@gmail.com. We will actually respond.
There you go. You.
More likes going to be me.
Yeah. that's funny to me, guys, because I know what Jarvis does when he's not on the podcast. So that's just a joke that I find hilarious. You got to be there, right? So,
sorry for the
inside
joke.
No, I get it. I know people are like, "What's so funny about that?" It's like once you're a Locked On podcast host, like you get it. No matter what, Jarvis, I try, you know, this show always goes off the rails, buddy.
It never fails, man. Like, and this is how it happened. Like, how it happens changes every time. Like, so yeah, but yeah, that's cool though, man. Like, at least we got our thing, man. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Great way to wrap up the week. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Watch some Joe Burr. And Mahomes and, you know, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts. No one cares about the NFC. We all care about the AFC at the end of the day. So enjoy your weekend, guys. Check out Locked On Sports Atlanta as your second listen. Check out Locked On NFL, Locked On Braves, Locked On Hawks, Locked On Bulldogs, all part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.